Earlier in the service, we reflected on some Old Testament directives to God's people, and now for the message today, a couple of New Testament passages. First from 1 Timothy chapter 2, and then just a verse from 2 Corinthians 9, but from 1 Timothy 2, hear the word of God. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that they may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. And then that verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. May God add blessing to the reading of his word. So today we celebrate Thanksgiving as a national holiday. We show gratitude, we give thanks. And those are popular sentiments. The importance of being thankful or grateful. Poets, theologians, pastors, presidents, all have talked about gratitude. In fact, there's become a lot of little quips or little summary statements about that. Like this, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. Or, our greatest attitude should be gratitude. It is not the happy people who are thankful. It is the thankful people who are happy. Thanksgiving must be demonstrated by thanksgiving. He who is not grateful for the good things he has will not be happy with what he wishes he had. Be thankful for the least gifts, so shall you be open to receive greater ones. And we could go on and on. So it's pretty common thought in our society and among us to be thankful. Is thankfulness something that we just conjure up by our own efforts? Or is thanksgiving more of a feeling based on our circumstances? Where does thanksgiving fit into our lives? Every year I look up the presidential proclamation. There have been many years that I've been very disappointed. Often the general tone of it was to be thankful to those Native Americans who helped the pilgrims, to be thankful for our forefathers and their bravery and boldness in leading our country, to be thankful for family and friends, and so to gather and to give thanks. But there's been years when God was not even mentioned. A recent one, a few years back, was, we are a good land because we have good people. And so the idea is, we're good, we have it good, so we should be thankful. And that falls woefully short of what God desires from us, his people. I'm thankful that this year these sentences were included. Above all, we offer our endless gratitude to Almighty God for his love, grace, and infinite blessings. And then toward the end, I encourage all Americans to gather in homes and places of worship to offer a prayer of thanks for our many blessings. The title of the message is Thanks Be to God. Now there may be many people for which we are thankful, many circumstances in which we rejoice. But the fact is that our gratitude is something that God asks of us. More than that, requires of us. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. It's our calling, our purpose. In Colossians 3, let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. These are in fact commands, aren't they? Directives from God. And so thanksgiving is not just about a feeling that we might have of having it good, but it's a response of faith, a spiritual discipline. And so like the psalm writer says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thanks be to God. There's a number of verses that use that exact phrase. 1 Corinthians 15, the resurrection chapter that celebrates Christ's resurrection and victory over death and how we can share in that by faith. And then he says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. At a funeral yesterday, you stand by the grave, but you can say, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe not feeling particularly thankful at that moment, but recognizing that it's from God that all gifts come, including victory even over the grave. 2 Corinthians 2 says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. Christ who merited our blessings, who has won the victory, welcomes us to be united to him and to share with him. And then our text from 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The Apostle Paul in his letters follows these directives and these commands that he is led by the Spirit to write. In fact, every epistle, pretty much when you begin, has a section on thanksgiving and then a prayer. He praises God for his work in the lives of these new believers. That the Holy Spirit has opened their hearts, that they have responded in faith, that they are part of the family of God, that they are united to Christ. And he rejoices and gives thanks to God, because it's God who works in the hearts of believers. And yet, we can forget, right? We can complain. You know, that wind is way too cold. Those prices are way too high. My illness is draining away my gratitude. How are we to give thanks to God in the way that He desires? Well, our passage here in Timothy is helpful because it directs us to pray. He directs us to come to God. And when we come, to give thanks. I urge then that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. And he includes the kings, and he includes authorities, and those that are a part of making up society as we know it. But to give thanks. And it's so much better, isn't it, to begin this way in our prayers? Sometimes we want to jump into, Lord, I need healing. Lord, I need a job. Lord, help me with this. And requests, which God will receive graciously. But to begin with praise for His attributes, for who He is, and for all that He does. To give thanks, which can then lift up our hearts and help us perhaps look past those things that have been bothering us, those things that tend to make us less than thankful. And so it's fitting to lift up prayers of gratitude and thanksgiving and to think of some of those, nature's bounty, the seed time and the harvest, God's faithfulness through the seasons, for having the breath that we breathe, eyes to see and ears to hear and hands to touch and to work and feet to walk and a nose to smell the great food likely that will happen today. To thank God for our country's peace and prosperity with the reminder not to put our trust in either, but only in God. For the community in which we live and what it offers with quality schools and hospitals and the care of rescue workers and firemen and the police and all those who make our society well. We think of places in Haiti, or Gaza, or many other places around the world that are ruled by gangs. And that could be us. And so we pray for them, and we give thanks for our blessing. And then, of course, for food and clothing and home and cars and bikes and TVs and washers and dryers and freezers. You can go from A to Z and find a reason for thanks in everyone. What happens if those things are taken away? Would we still be thankful? Every season of Thanksgiving, we include in our home a thankfulness that my wife had a brain aneurysm, was near death, but was spared. And that was 26 years ago. And on the 14th, this happened, and on the 28th, of November, she came home just in time for Thanksgiving. But I said at that time, what if she had died? Would I be standing in the pulpit giving thanks? When we lose our job, our health, when there are challenges, family breakups, disturbances, can we still give thanks? And as difficult as it is, we can give thanks that we know that God upholds us and that God is with us and that He comforts us in our losses and He strengthens us with our trials. When COVID was at its worst, it was sort of hard maybe to give thanks because so many things were unknown and so many things were threatened and taken away. And there was financial hardship and there was separation from loved ones and all of those things. But even out of that, God can bring about good. And people were reminded they needed to get down on their knees and to pray to God and to not just presume on His blessings, on good health, on a great economy. Was He challenging a proud nation that loves spending to reconsider its ways? Was He even maybe winnowing His church to reveal who is truly a follower of Jesus? Maybe more recently we had the murder of Charlie Kirk. Truly sad and terrible thing. But out of that evil, God can bring about good. Where we saw national leaders professing their faith in God in a public display that we have not often seen. When there is dedication to the Christian values and calling that we have. So out of evil and difficult circumstances, God can work for good. And certainly as we give thanks for all of these different things, most significant are our spiritual blessings in Christ. And so again, we come back to that verse that reminds us, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. The gift of His own Son. The fullness of His love on display in coming to earth as Timothy, the letter to Timothy that we read reminded us, the one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all men. And that's why, well, this is an American holiday, but on Sunday, people from all nations, whether they have a dictator, whether they're cowering in fear from gangs or tribal warfares, when bombs are falling, that they have the greatest gift, the gift of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we do well to sing on a regular basis how vast the benefits divine that we in Christ possess. The gifts of God's grace sustain us in life and uphold us in death. So these are the thoughts that we should have in mind on Thanksgiving Day. That we obey God's word. that says give thanks. And that we very clearly know that it's not just a general feeling of thanks for family, food, and football. It's thanks be to God for His blessing. Thanks be to God for the indescribable gift of His Son. So as we lift up prayers of thanksgiving and songs of gratitude, let us testify also to the world that our God is good and worthy of our thanks and praise. And of course, not just today, at all times and every day, out of our faith commitment and in obedience to God's word. Let our profession always be, thanks be to God. Amen. O God, Creator, Redeemer, source of love and of all good things, help us today and every day to give to You the grateful praise You deserve for the bounty of Your good gifts. May our attitude of thankfulness and praise be a testimony to the world that You are worthy, and point them to the riches of Your grace, that they too may find help and hope through Jesus Christ. To You be all praise, now and forever. Amen.